Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 13th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and today we'll read Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, 15 through 23, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 7. We'll begin with a passage from the Old Testament. This is the passage about Adam and Eve, starting in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And moving forward to verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she has been taken out of man." Anytime I read this passage, I think about a sermon I had to preach in seminary in our preaching lab. So it was totally a mock sermon, and it was a sermon for a wedding day. And I used this passage, and I talked about Adam saying to the Lord about Eve, "This is woman. Whoa, man." In other words, wow, look at the creation that God has made. Perhaps sometimes we forget the beauty of humanity, the beauty of the husbands and the wives, the daughters and the sons, the neighbors and the friends. Help us, Lord, today to see you on display, your creation being the image of God. Help us, Lord, to look at others around us and think, do I see the face of God in this person? Not in a weird sort of way where they are God and that we worship them or their body or how God has made them, but they are a holy vessel, a creation of God, the highest of creation, made just a little lower than the angels, made to be in communion with God. And as we read the next passage in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, we see God becoming man, becoming his creation, and then portraying for us what the best humanity is to be. Sometimes we call Adam in Genesis the first Adam and Jesus the second Adam, whereas we're going to see Adam in Genesis, he falls. But Jesus, he stands tall. He always obeys. He never does what is against God's will. And ultimately, he gives of himself so that we can be saved. Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Our proverb for today is Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 7. One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. I think this passage can teach us a lot if we will meditate on it. But one thing that I gleaned from it today is that outward appearances are not really what is going on necessarily on the inside. And so as we pray today, we want to think about whether we are doing our good works for men or we're doing them to please God. And if so, are we working on our soul, working on our spirit more than we are how we look or what we're perceived as? Before we close today, we want to work a little bit on our memory verse. Does that make you want to cringe? I hope not. I hope it's super exciting to you and an encouragement to our pastor as we memorize from the passage he will be preaching about this Sunday. Does anyone remember what the passage is? Matthew chapter 3, what verse? 17. Today we're going to use two tactics for helping us memorize the scripture. Not every tactic will work for you, but I want to give you a plethora of examples. So I count the number of words and phrases or even the whole sentence. Today's passage has 19 words in it, and the first phrase has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. I also look to the words that are the connector words. In our passage, we have 4 of them. They are and, this, whom, and with. So sometimes if I can keep those words in mind, it will help me to get through the next phrase. For example, the first phrase is 6 words. It starts like this, and a voice from heaven said. So what is the word that starts the verse? And a voice from heaven said. I'm counting it on my fingers. Does anybody remember the next connector word? This. This is my son. Next connector word. Whom I love. Then with whom I'm well pleased. Let's try to say it together. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." Will you pray with me? Father God, I feel very vulnerable right now. It's hard to learn your word. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to do it. And we will do it not just for an end in itself, but to be reminded that Jesus Christ is Lord and you are pleased in him. And the closer we are to him, the more you're pleased with us. We thank you, Lord, for your word. In Genesis, we're reminded that creation is beautiful and especially that you've created us as humanity. Help us to see each person we encounter today as someone for whom Christ died and someone who bears the image of God. And thank you, Lord, for coming to earth as a human, as our Lord Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.